Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Eve, learning from experience with Dr. Eve. Today, we're going to be talking about an important topic to help you to be the very best version of yourself. How many of you have heard about the action theory? And I'm sure many of you have, where every action, for every action, there is a reaction. And so today we're going to be learning from experience. I'm excited to bring to you this new journey on helping ourselves, you know, learning new ways of coping, learning new ways to get the job done, learning new ways to be better than we were the day before. So I'm super excited. We're going to be talking about a famous quote. Let me start there. A famous quote that I love to learn from is, knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. So on this journey that we have today, we're going to be talking about action and what happens as a result of those actions, how we can look at our actions differently, and some things we can do throughout the week to help us to be better and more conscious of the things that we do. Aesop tells the story of the lion, the bear, and the fox. The bear was about to seize a stray goat when the lion leaped from another direction on the same prey. The bear and the lion then fought furiously for the goat until they had received so many wounds that both sank down, unable to continue the battle. Just then, the fox dashed up, seized the goat, and made off with it as fast as he could go, while the lion and the bear looked on in helpless rage. "How much better it would have been," they said, "to have shared in a friendly spirit." The bear and the lion had learned from their direct experience an important lesson in the advantages of cooperation over competition. We all learn from our experiences. From touching a hot stove, we learn to avoid heated objects. From dating, we learn about male-female relationships. Every day, we have experiences we learn from. Learning by experience is a process of making generalizations and conclusions about your own direct experiences. It emphasizes experiencing directly what you are studying, building a personal commitment to learn, and being responsible for organizing the conclusions you draw from your experiences. Everyone needs to be competent in taking action and simultaneously reflecting on the action in order to learn from it. Integrating thought with action requires that you plan an action, engage in it, and then reflect on how effective it was. Patterns of behavior that are effective tend to be repeated over and over until they function automatically. And I know back at the beginning of this episode, you heard me say, for every action, there is a reaction. When you think about action theory, remember, if I do this, then I get this. So for this week, we're going to implement something new. I want you to think about your actions. I want you to think of ways that you behave in certain situations. Then I want you to create the result that you want. List five situations you have recently found yourself in. Then I want you to describe what you did and what you expected to result as a consequence of your actions. You have just identified one of your action theories. Let's review. I want you to think of ways you behave in certain situations. If this, then this. How would that create the result you want? List five situations you have recently found yourself in. Describe what you did and what you expected to result as a consequence of your actions. You have just identified one of your action theories. This is Dr. Eve, everyone. Let's get well together, learning from experience with Dr. Eve. Until next week, enjoy.